A multilinguist is our next speaker also too. I don't know if he has any African language added to his own repertoire yet, but Stephen Ibeli is the Public Affairs Officer of the United States Consulate in Lagos, and he began his tenure in the Foreign Service in the General Service Section of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, Kakdilak, providing the full scope of logistical support for VIP visits and overseeing all embassy property. In his capacity as a Foreign Service Officer, Stephen has served as spokesman for the U.S. Embassy to Libya, Director of the Middle East Partnership Initiative, Regional Offices in Tunisia and Morocco, and Public Diplomacy Officer in Najaf, Iraq. Prior to a career in diplomacy, Stephen spent a decade in the private sector in Saudi Arabia and Equatorial Guinea with Raytheon and ExxonMobil, specializing in training and development of national employees. Please welcome Stephen Ibeli. Thank you very much. And he's got a ginger in his step. Just before Stephen comes up, also a round of applause for Rotimi Sankore. So those of you who've been asking about Rotimi Sankore, you can see him now. You can recognize him anywhere you see him. Data and development expert, as well as host of Public Square. So over to you, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Ikaro. Ine kwana. Nadeu. How far? How una de? Ide kempe? Thank you very, very much to our wonderful host. And really, thank you to Nigeria Info, 99.3 FM. I feel like I'm doing a plug for them right now. On their 10th anniversary. So thank you so much for inviting me. A big hand for Nigeria Info. And happy anniversary to Nigeria Info. 10 years. The gift for 10 years of an anniversary is actually tin, so you can store all the memories that you've had. And so I think it's very apropos because Nigeria Info has had 10 years of dialogue, 10 years of talk, 10 years of conversations, really in progress and service to a nation. And so we are really grateful to be here. We're really grateful to talk about a little bit about the breadth and depth of security and development cooperation with the U.S. mission to Nigeria. And again, this is really just a small flavor because there's a lot of other things that are going on the cultural side and some other side as well. But let me also start really acknowledging the fundamental role of a free and independent media in any democracy. Journalists, investigative journalists, help ensure that citizens are informed and exposed to diverse perspectives on key issues such as national security, such as development, and in the political realm as well. And this also covers social media. We never stop tweeting, Nigeria. And since Wazobi is here in the house, we Wende Consulate Lagos been no stop to day tweet, Niger. We tweet well. Because we believe in this transparency. We believe in the power of a free media. We believe in the transparency of discussion and open dialogue. It is so important for any society, for any democracy, to be able to discuss these issues in a secure and safe way. Thank you. Well-informed citizens make countries stronger, and the exchange of ideas is the foundation for accountable governance and development, in addition to the economy. To this end, the United States will never rest in supporting initiatives that promote press freedom, access to information, and freedom of expression. And I think this summit is a very good example of that, because it's providing a forum for frank conversation, whether we agree or not with the speakers, on critical shared priorities, including security cooperation, humanitarian assistance, and stabilization efforts. Without security, it is impossible to have the stability and environment that is conducive to robust economic development and capacity building. Northeast Nigeria has become one of the world's most challenging and complex humanitarian crises. Estimates by the Council on Foreign Relations, a U.S. think tank in New York City, show that more than 350,000 people have been killed in Northeast Nigeria since 2009, while about 3 million people have been displaced across the Lake Chad Basin region. The trail of death, destruction, and incalculable personal loss inflicted by Boko Haram and ISIS West Africa is immeasurable. Nigeria's northwest region is also facing the threat of banditry, a type of organized crime, as was mentioned before, that includes kidnapping, armed robbery, murder, rape, cattle rustling, and the exploitation of environmental resources. And these arms groups have terrorized communities, killed and displaced thousands, hindered socioeconomic development, and threatened democratic governance. There is also the farmer-herder conflict, worsened by climate change, rising populations, and competition for dwindling resources. Disagreements that may once have seemed manageable and isolated have escalated into large-scale disputes that have resulted in burned villages, stolen cattle, destroyed farm produce, and violence. Illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing, oil bunkering, trafficking of weapons, narcotics, and people, as well as the ongoing threat of Nigeria-based piracy and armed robbery at sea, also pose a major threat to commerce, economic development, and the environment for not just Nigeria, but for the entire region. Countering these threats is what aligns the United States and Nigeria. We are steadfast partners. This is really what is the essence of our relationship and the core of our relationship. The U.S. mission in Nigeria continues to work in concert with the government of Nigeria, fellow diplomatic missions, the press, the media, and civil society, which has a huge role to play to address the multifaceted dimension of conflicts and armed violence in Nigeria. Our U.S. Agency for International Development, aka USAID, based in our embassy in Abuja, has the lead on coordinating the U.S. government's humanitarian response, as well as helping to rebuild the basic civil institutions essential to reestablishing civil and social life in the hardest hit states and areas of northern Nigeria. As some of you may already know, the United States is the largest humanitarian donor in response to the Northeast crisis, providing $1.45 billion since 2015 and supporting almost 2 million conflict-affected households. 2 million households, 2 million families. In 2020, USAID, working with its partner NGOs, supported 1.7 million people in northeastern and northwestern Nigeria with life-saving food and nutrition assistance. About 66,000 children ages 5 years and younger in northeastern Nigeria were provided with treatment for acute and severe malnutrition. We distributed nearly 12,000 shelter kits and supported the construction of at least 5,800 shelters to provide safe, covered living spaces for more than 740,000 people displaced by conflict and natural disasters. Through the generous support of the American people, 2.8 million people in northern Nigeria were able to access health services in 2020. We also bolstered the operation of nearly 150 health clinics in areas with limited access to community health services across the north of Nigeria. Our USAID Office of Peace and Democratic Governance continued to work with civil society partners to promote peaceful coexistence between Middle Belt herders and farmers. USAID initiatives such as engaging communities for peace in Nigeria and engaging local actors to promote peaceful coexistence among farmers and herders have provided the tools to peacefully manage disputes. By building community trust, economic interdependence, and conflict monitoring through trainings on conflict management and interest-based negotiation, conflict prevention forums, and the creation of community-led peace committees. USAID also reaches more than 60 million Nigerians a year through support to over 10,000 health centers across the country. The U.S. government president's malaria initiative has donated 61 million insecticide-treated mosquito nets as part of more than 700 million in assistance to incidences of malaria, which is the biggest killer of children in this country. More than 1.4 million people living with HIV or AIDS, 8 out of 10 Nigerians living with HIV, are living normal lives by free life-saving treatment provided by the U.S. government. The U.S. government supports 80% of all HIV patients in Nigeria. Our public affairs section at the embassy in Abuja also oversees our countering violent extremism messaging efforts and provides support to train a cadre of indigenous messengers best poised to reveal the falsity and vileness of Boko Haram and ISIS propaganda. Public Affairs Abuja also awards grants in support of Nigeria's response to the ongoing instability in the Northwest and North Central regions. Since 2017, the Department of State and Department of Defense Security Assistance for Nigeria has totaled approximately $650 million. Thunder, which are providing to be key elements of Nigeria's anti-piracy and maritime security efforts. Last December, the U.S. government donated a shipment of maritime security equipment worth $180,000 to the Nigerian Navy to upgrade the anti-piracy and nautical security functions of the country's regional maritime access capability. We also continue to support this maritime domain awareness effort through year-round technical assistance and through support to the Navy Schoolhouse in Lagos. Some of you may have seen the massive USS Herschel Woody Williams in August, pierside in Apapa, conducting the US Navy's first successful visit in recent memory. The ship was the size of an 8-story building. The follow-on at-sea bilateral exercise was part of a close and continuous military partnership between the United States and Nigeria, spanning decades, to strengthen defense ties and promote regional security. Annual maritime exercise Obangama Express provides an avenue for the U.S. and its Western African partners to strengthen maritime security capabilities. This exercise improves Nigeria's anti-piracy, illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing, and maritime domain awareness capabilities. We are proud to partner with Nigeria in its efforts to end violent extremism and ensure a more stable, prosperous country for all Nigerians. However, a military response alone cannot lead to sustained peace. Nigeria's success does not depend on its military effectiveness on the battlefield. It requires improvements to the economy, fiscal transparency, violence-free elections, anti-corruption, anti-nepotism efforts, And a welcoming business environment free of corruption and red tape. This welcoming business environment is so crucial for foreign direct investment in Nigeria's future. And so, in other words, a comprehensive, all of government response is necessary to build a better future in all parts of this great nation. And Professor Remy said it a little bit before, but there are burgeoning ties between the United States and Nigeria. If you look at the cultural ties, if you look at the immigration population, the biggest Nigerian immigrant population outside of Nigeria is in the United States. The most educated immigrant population in the United States are Nigerians. The wealthiest immigrant population in the United States are Nigerians. There is a reason for that, because they are dynamic, they are industrious, they are hardworking, and they take advantage of cultural ties. We see more Nigerians in the United States government. The Florida Surgeon General, Nigerian. The Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Department, Nigerian. The official working on the Biden COVID response, Nigerian. And these are just a very, very few examples. I had the pleasure about 6 months ago to meet the first Nigerian university president in Vermont, of Champlain College. And so we see now the Nigerian immigrant community moving into positions of government in the United States, moving into positions of power, becoming university presidents, becoming captains of industry, becoming university professors. Indeed, Dr. Remy and I share our alma mater, which is Cornell University. I had to get in a plug for Cornell. So that is a really shining example. And so just to sum up, we are very, very grateful for the strong security partnership that our two countries have built and strengthened. Confronting today's security and development challenges will require our continued joint cooperation and leadership. And we do this because we care deeply for this nation. Nigeria is a heavyweight in Africa. It has heft on this continent. And so this continent succeeds with Nigeria's success. And we care deeply for the Nigerian people, their dynamism, their industriousness, their entrepreneurial spirit, and their resilience. And so we are very, very proud to partner with Nigeria and Nigerians towards a more secure, a more transparent, and a more prosperous future together. Thank you so very much.